front legs or back legs was always pretty good, but they had odor to them, you know. That wasn't very pleasant. I don't know whether you know anything about possums at all or not.
Never eaten one.
Well,
you could smell. You could.
Oh well, I tell you.
When she was cooking them, you would get a good.
Yeah, you'd get a whiff of them.
You could smell.
Mm-hmm.
Smell them.
And but most of the time, we'd catch them. Whatever they catch them alive, we'd put them in a pen, in a cage, like. And feed them biscuits, and just first one thing, the other one, they had left over coal from the table, and baked sweet potatoes and things like that, and they were really good then. They weren't strong like that. In other words, feed them about 30 days, sort of like a hog. Never was killed a hog. It was a rare thing we ever killed a hog, and let's put him up in the pen. Fed him corn and sweet potatoes or something like that for a month or something like that. And what they call them, cleaning them out good, you know, get all that rubbish. Well, possums, they eat carrion or anything. They eat most anything. Now, coons, they don't eat nothing but fresh things. But if you don't dress them right and get those musk out of them, well, those musks are strong, you know.
I was up in Arkansas and a man had a pet coon, and he got that coon in. That coon had gotten into some poison. The coon started fooling around with me, and he was sick, and he tried to bite me. He liked to bit me.
Well, I expect so. I expect so. He might have had hydrophobia, maybe. I don't know. Sometimes they do.
Hydrophobia?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
You don't know what hydrophobia is? Oh man, you've been to college?
Hydrophobia.
Dogs. That's a great dog disease.
Oh yeah. Rabies?
Rabies or hydrophobia. Either one.
Well, now, other vegetables you might raise, what about the kind that would always bring tears to your eyes when you cut it up?
Onions?
You ever get the little green ones, fresh?
Yeah, I got some in the garden right now.
Little fresh young ones you might chop up and eat?
Yeah, well, we put them in the deep freeze. Chop them up and put them in the deep freeze. That dressing suddenly come out of deep freeze. Onions come out of the deep freeze.
Yeah.
Was put in it. Madam, and we got 20, 25 packages of put up just for seasoning like that, or sometimes you make gumbo and put onions in it.
You ever make shallots?
How then?
The little young fresh ones, you call them.
Shallots?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's the kind that I've got. Well, I got two kinds. I got what we always call a multiplying onion. The stems grow by like the little finger. They're big. I like some of them, and then I like some of the little small shallots, or whatever you want to call them.
When your wife makes a gumbo, what do you put in it, maybe?
Everything you can get. Try to keep the dirt out. Put a soup bone. Depends on what type she wants. Sometimes she makes a soup gumbo. Put a soup bone. Well, she boil a soup bone and good and proper, and then chop up the meat. Put it in there, cook it in with a few iced potatoes, onions. Well, she don't put no carrots in her. A lot of people put carrots in them, and of course she can't eat the carrots. And onions, butter beans,